Coming up next on Daddy on Board, I've got information on a Tylenol recall, arsenic in your baby's food, and a cautionary tale about children's music, all that and more, coming up next. There's only one universal tablet holder that I trust my iPad to. It's simple, comfortable, and provides me with 360-degree rotation. I'm talking about Handy Holder, of course. Go find out more about all their great tablet accessories when you visit their website, handyholder.com. Our show sponsors Gazelle.com. Take over 250,000 different types of used consumer electronic goods off your hands. Get fast payment, fair prices, and free shipping when you visit our sponsors, Gazelle.com. They're the industry leaders when it comes to radar detection, and they're our show sponsors, Cobra Electronics. Find out more about their entire line of detectors, GPS navigation, CB radios, and a whole lot more when you visit their website, Cobra.com. Wireless technology truly is wireless when you visit our friends over at PowerMat Technologies. Discover all the different wireless charging solutions that await you when you visit our show sponsor at PowerMat.com. Intrepid pioneers of the datasphere, welcome to Daddy on Board 77. I am your host, Mike Quackenbush, podcaster, professional wrestler, and parent. Can I make you a better parent by listening to this podcast? I don't know. That seems like such a lofty pursuit. Such a mild-mannered podcast, does it not? I do have some important news for you this week, so let's get right into it. There's been a big Tylenol recall, which might be very, very important depending on what you stock in your house, so let me tell you about it. Johnson & Johnson, who's had about 25 product recalls in the last 2.5 years, give or take, including this latest one, which is calling back 574,000 bottles of grape-flavored children's Tylenol. Now, I know I have grape-flavored children's Tylenol here in the house, but not the specific kind, so let me give you a little more information about this recall going on right now. In particular, those that are packaged, they come packaged with an enclosed syringe and a flow restrictor. This is a new innovation of Johnson & Johnson's. The problem is, depending on how you might go about using the syringe, through the flow restrictor, which is trying to keep the dosage to the correct amount, the restrictor piece might actually fall down into the bottle. And while that doesn't sound like the end of the world, I guess it is enough that Johnson & Johnson has decided, being those responsible corporate types that they are, before somebody sues our pants off, we should recall them. So over 500,000 bottles are being recalled. Once again, that's the grape-flavored children's Tylenol with the flow restrictor and enclosed syringe. They've gone on to say that customers can continue to use the infant Tylenol if the bottle's flow restrictor piece remains intact. This is not believed to run through all of them, even though they are recalling all of them just to be safe. If you do have an issue with this particular make and model of children's Tylenol, you can request a refund. You can contact them at this number, 888-222-6036, or visit Tylenol.com for more information about refund through this recall, etc., etc. So that's important information, of course. This story, this got a lot of play this past week, which was even covered by a friend of mine, Clayton Morris, on the Fox News Network. Have you ever heard of that? It's just this little thing at the end of the dial. I think it's a UHF station, to be honest. And during the afternoons, it just plays a Weird Al Yankovic movie. This was the big breaking story. It was over on Boston.com, it was a bunch of other places as well, about organic baby food with higher levels of arsenic. So, of course, you know, it's generally believed that organic foods are free of these types of things, right? That there's no pesticides used on them, there's nothing artificial, that they should be healthier, right? That's why you're paying a premium to have them. And if you haven't been down that aisle at your grocery store, you will pay a premium to have them. Take that from me. However, this comes to us. A Dartmouth College study finds that baby formulas, cereal bars, and energy shots from organic food sections, the ones that contain brown rice syrup have far higher levels of arsenic, well above the limits set by the Environmental Protection Agency for drinking water. That's the EPA, if you were wondering. If you don't know, high levels of arsenic exposure can raise a person's risk for cancer and heart disease. Young children who ingest too much arsenic may also suffer from lower IQs and poorer intellectual function, which is no good. Our kids are crazy enough. Okay, I don't know that we need to further handicap the situation by lowering their IQ and reducing their intellectual functionality. I think that's bad. So the reason I put such emphasis on brown rice syrup earlier is, if you're not familiar with that, that is some organic foods and drinks, use that as a sweetener alternative to high fructose corn syrup, about which there is much negative rhetoric at the moment. But the result of this is that in the baby formulas, the organic baby food that uses it, the arsenic level is up to 20 times higher in the organic brands versus the tests over the, you know, the regular old cheap brands, which is the aisle where you'll typically find me. The reason for this, as has been pointed out by a number of experts, including no one less authoritative than Dr. Mark Siegel, points out is because of the way that the brown rice is grown. It's just more susceptible to absorbing, chemicals through the ground or everything else, like arsenic, which is how it happens, in case you were thinking that the manufacturers of organic baby food were injecting the arsenic in. I don't think that's the case. Although if a study comes out next week to refute me, I'll tell you about it here on The Dob. It's just about the process and the way that the brown rice is cultivated. I guess rice has a tendency to absorb these things. I know a trick about wet mobile phones and rice, which leads me to believe this scientific data must be true. I've taken that potential urban myth and applied it via my scientific method to validate this story. That's the kind of top-notch journalistic reporting you can expect here on The Dob, kids. I think that's what you tune in for. This story, which was on myfoxatlanta.com, was picked up because it's from the greater Atlanta area, actually, is where this is located, about a restaurant which is now advising its parents that it's not going to tolerate their screaming kids. I'd like to be clear, though, they are not banning children. In fact, it is still a family establishment. It is Grant Central Pizza of Atlanta, Georgia. They've now added to their menus a little message regarding this because they're asking parents to tend to their screaming and or crying children outside the restaurant. This follows after a number of customers posted negative reviews about their dining experience on Yelp, and an incident where an unsupervised child struck an unrelated customer in the head with a toy. I don't know if he produced blood. So they have added to their menu now. They're asking that if you have a child that needs to be pacified or calmed to deal with it outside the restaurant before coming back in. Now, I don't know. I don't know if that's really so crazy. I'm interested to hear what you have to say on this matter. You know you can always send me your thoughts. And if this restaurant's gone too far, I want to hear about it. I'm at the daddy on board. Of course, I'd be interested, regardless of where you fall on this one. I don't know. I don't think this is outrageous. If you're a longtime Dob bobber, you know we've covered things like this in the past. Some restaurants have gone outright as to ban children. You couldn't even bring your child into the establishment. So to me, this one doesn't seem so harsh. Right? If you're asking that you've got a screaming or crying child that you take them out of the restaurant till they calm down, this doesn't seem all that crazy to me in comparison. I will, however, share with you. Now, these I yanked off our Facebook fan page. Some responses to this article, which obviously got a lot of people talking. Belinda writes to us over on the old FB. I'm outraged by this. I'm not a parent. Restaurants with that policy will never be supported by me, writes Belinda. On the other end of the scale, Leslie writes to us. She thinks it's brilliant. By the way, Leslie could also be a man's name. So if I've assumed that incorrectly, I'm sorry. Brian Mills and Joe Bob Merriman both, came out in favor of this one. They think that the restaurant is in the right to do this, and I have to admit, I think it's within their rights to do this as well. Bree Mills writes to us on Facebook and writes, I have a kid, and I am 100% okay with this. Stephanie Davis also checked in with us over on Facebook, writing, I don't blame the restaurant people. Need to teach their kids manners. Can't be at the restaurant, and then there's people there trying to eat. I agree. This should be extended to an airline, by the way. And I'm saying that as someone who has traveled with an infant / toddler. There needs to be a scream-proof airline. Get on that, people. So what I would like to do right now, I've got some more stuff I want to tell you about. I've been over in the blogosphere. I've cultivated some interesting stories for you. I'm going to tell you a little bit about a product that I've been using in my car. It's called Kiss You. And I'm also going to read a couple little victories before I'm done. But before I get to that, I need to take a sip of my mocha as my gabardine voice and my rayon acetate throat are still recovering from a bit of badness we had last week. So I'm going to do that, and I'm also going to tell you about two of our great show sponsors. Do you need some money? I'm going to help you get money. Here's how you do it. You're going to go and see our friends and show sponsors, Gazelle.com. You're going to browse the over 250,000 types of electronic goods that they buy from you. Chances are you've got some used ones laying around your house that you don't use anymore. You don't know how to get rid of them. Maybe they have your personal information on them and you're not really sure how to remedy that so as to protect yourself against identity theft. And that's the solution Gazelle.com represents to both you and I. I've used them and I love them. Go over there, tell them what you've got. They'll make you an offer. They'll send you some money, cut your paper check, put it in your PayPal, give you an Amazon.com gift card, and then they'll clean it of all your personal information. They do it for resale. Or if your good is obsolete, they'll at least recycle it in an eco-friendly way after purging it of your personal information. These folks are great. You will learn to like them. Trust me. Go over to their website right now, please, and see our friends at Gazelle.com. They are longtime sponsors of us here at Grizzly Productions. Make sure you heard about them from us. We need the credit here at Grizzly Productions. I also wanted to tell you about another great show sponsor of ours and makers of at least two gadgets that I use. They are our friends at Cobra Electronics. They're the makers. They make a wide array of things, GPS navigation devices, CB radios, all kinds of stuff. But I don't use all of their goods, but I do use the iRadar system. Every time I'm road tripping, it gives me up-to-date, real-time driving hazard information about red light cameras, radar, and laser detection, all that kind of jazz. It pairs right up with your smartphone through Bluetooth technology. It's got a completely customizable dashboard function, so I get only the information and updates that I want, and I can change it at any time. And it takes advantage of their Aura driving hazard database, which gets verified and re-verified twice a day, so I know that I'm always getting up-to-date information. They won a lot of awards for that and for their ingenious two-way locator system, the Cobra Tag, so that you'll never lose your keys and or your smartphone again. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Won't you go see our friends at Cobra.com? We could not make this show if not for great show sponsors like our pals at Cobra Electronics. Do you read the parenting blogs? Well, if you don't, have no fear, because I do, and I'll bring the best of it every week right here on The Daub. This week, I want to tell you a little bit about some pieces that I read, including one that was over on Deadspin.com in their special Dad Spin blog. This one was posted up by, I guess he's a father, based on what he was writing, Drew McGarry, about how kids' music has destroyed his otherwise good taste in music. Be wary of the strong language over there, but it is a very funny piece that he's offered up. In particular, he talks about listening to kids' bop versions of songs that he would otherwise never listen to, including moves like Jagger by Maroon 5. If you don't know, by the way, what kids' bop is, I'll tell you. It's like a collection that comes out every couple of months where they get kids to sing popular songs from like top 40 radio. And I don't know about you, but like the author of this blog, I do not have much of a tolerance for listening to little children singing badly, regardless of what the song is. So I could really relate to what was being written in this particular one. Now, along these lines, can I just say this? I don't know how many of you, like me, are very much in the world of PBS Sprout. That is where my son likes to go. That I think in his mind, you know, he's 2.5, that is the only channel that is on television. Like, I think television is just Sprout to him. Like, he doesn't know that we have 300 other channels. There's just Sprout. And if that is where you traverse, as I do, if that is your only link anymore to pop culture is what you get from Sprout, you, like me, have probably been outraged about what's going on with the Wiggles, okay? So let's break it down. Let's have some real talk here, parents, okay? If you didn't know this, and I'm a little late to the party, about a month ago, you know, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here. The Wiggles are a quartet from Australia, right? They've been around for like 20 years. They are, whoever they are at that moment, they are typically ranked among the highest paid entertainers anywhere in the world in any given year. They make ridiculous mountains of money. But some time ago, due to an illness, a really rare medical condition, their lead singer, the Yellow Wiggle to you and I, Greg Page, retired from touring. He left the group, and he was replaced by a younger guy who I happen to think was a better singer named Sam Moran. Previously, he was like, you know, one of their backup singers or whatever. He'd do random things in the background. He was like an opera guy with a cape or something in one episode that I've seen 150 times. So Sam came on. And I will say this about the Wiggles. And this definitely speaks to the piece that was over on Deadspin, in that in the spectrum of children's music, some of the Wiggles songs are not all that offensive, whereas things sung by Elmo, on the other hand, are a real issue. But last month, the Wiggles, which is a massive multi-million-dollar, you know, multinational touring corporation that goes all over the world, they did not renew the Yellow Wiggles contract. Sam was let go. And Greg, who has recovered from his illness and now looks a whole lot older and more plump, has returned. He's in the yellow skivvy now, and there is outrage. In my house, there is outrage. And on the interwebs. People like that Sam. He was friendly. He's even posted up a YouTube video explaining it. Controversy in the Wiggle sphere. But enough about that. That was a personal thing. There probably are blogs about it out there if you want to go looking. You really just need the YouTube thing. If you YouTube dumped Wiggle, you'll see what I'm talking about. Another blog goes up. This one was over at manofthehouse.com, which has a distinct fatherly bent to it, if you couldn't gather that from its URL. They talk a little bit about blogger Kurt Simonson. I should mention him by name, if I'm going to rip off all your material, Kurt. The mocha gets cold quick, kids. Blogger Kurt Simonson over at manofthehouse.com writes about those situations when your kids are asking you about your past. Kurt counsels that parents need to be ready for their kids to ask probing questions about their past because, you know, crazy things come out of kids' mouths. So here are some tips that Kurt offers up in the event that this happens to you so that you can be ready. One, he says, only answer the question that is being asked. Avoid going off on tangents that might include crazy stories from when you were a nutty kid. He writes, find something that's teachable before you respond, and then try to craft your answer into something that your child might be able to learn from. That sounds like a lot of hard work, Kurt. Okay? I'm just putting that on the table. I read that and I thought, that's a lot to swallow. He also writes, avoiding answering your child just leads them to seek other avenues to get the answers that they want, and then the lines of communication with you have been damaged, and I think that's a very valid point. And last but not least, he also writes that no parent needs to put forth a false image of perfection. Just be certain to keep the scenarios and the language appropriate, of course, and then be honest with your child even about your past failures. That entire piece, a very well-written piece, is over at manofthehouse.com if you'd like to read it in its entirety. Loyal Dob Bobber Sam Korn responded to that, saying, how do you tell your kids about your past? A little bit at a time, just like I tell my parents about my past. Well said, Sam. Well said. That was going on over in the blogosphere. Hey, real quick, on the flip side here, I'm going to tell you about this thing that I've been keeping in my car, Kiss You. I'll read a couple of your little victories. But first, I do want to tell you about our other two show sponsors. First, let me tell you about our friends over at PowerMat.com. They are makers of wireless charging solutions like the Dual 1850 backup battery, which I like to use, especially when I travel. This way, I don't have to worry about taking all kinds of cords and charges along for my various devices, right? Because I have one for my phone, I have one for my iPad, etc., etc., etc. And rather than getting all tangled up in these wires, all I really need to do is take my PowerMat along, which is the wireless charging solution of the future. Especially now, they're coming up with all kinds of new great stuff. They've partnered with Duracell. They have a wide array of wireless charging solutions for any type of device that you might have. Some of them charge multiple devices at the same time, and you can take them anywhere. You can take them in the car with you. You can take them on the plane with you. You can take them to another country where you don't have to worry about having an adapter for a foreign electrical outlet, which is one of the many things I love about PowerMat. Go over and see them. I bet they've got something for you, or if not, a great gift idea for someone else. Please visit our show sponsors, PowerMat.com. We couldn't make this show without their support. The same could be said of our friends, HandyHolder.com. And I use the Handy Holder every single day on the back of my iPad. I never take it off. It's a universal tablet holder that gives you 360-degree rotation and complete security, because if, like me, you have someone in your house who, on occasion, after watching 60s Batman, is a little riled up and wants to kick you, Your precious tablet device could easily be kicked from your hands and shatter into a million pieces, or whatever happens when it hits the floor. I don't know, because mine is safe and secure thanks to the hand strap made by HandyHolder.com with the dual lock ring that goes right on the back of my tablet device. It keeps it safe and secure. But they make other things, too. They make a strap for your leg if you like to keep your tablet on your lap. Maybe when you're traveling, they also make clamps, they make stands, they make tripods, which are great for the bathroom, which is what the tablet was invented for. Go and check out our friends over at HandyHolder.com. I have said this before, and I'll say it again. When I first heard about it, I thought, I don't know that I would ever use it. And now it is the accessory I cannot live without. Go and see our friends at HandyHolder.com. Hey, something quick here before I tell you about Kiss You, which I've had in my car. I don't know if you know this, just a little bit of Wiggles trivia since, you know, we're wearing our hearts on our sleeves today, Wiggle fans. Did you realize that the guy that plays the cook in the fruit salad video, which I think is one of the Wiggles' biggest hits, is Paul Hester, the late, great Paul Hester from Crowded House and Split Ends? I only just found this out very recently. And, you know, sadly, he took his own life several years ago, long after the breakup of those groups and everything else. But I didn't realize that was him. He made a couple appearances as that chef character on The Wiggles. You know, some of the other celebrities is really obvious when they show up. You know, they've had John Fogerty's played with them and Kylie Minogue. And, you know, they were during the Sam era. They remade Leo Sayer's like 70s one-off hit, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing, which is definitely one of the more tolerable Wiggles hits, if you're curious. If you're thinking about sticking your toe in that pool, that would be a good place to start. He shows up in like a crazy white suit in that video. You know what I'd be interested in? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go on Twitter, kids. You're going to at the daddy on board. And I want you to tell me what your favorite Wiggles song is. Not what your kid's favorite Wiggles song is. Let's air them out here. I want the guilty pleasures to come out. Tell me what your favorite Wiggles song is. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red car. I want to know. You're going to tell me. And then I'll read them. But if you tell me not to, I won't mention your name on the podcast next week. If you need that level of anonymity to still feel like an adult, I will grant it to you. All right? There you have it. Hey, so I want to tell you about this. I got this a couple weeks ago, actually. Maybe I'll stick this in the show notes or something. I don't know how you find stuff, because you might want to find these people online. And off the top of my head, I don't know what their URL is. But I was sent this thing called Kiss You, K-I-S-S hyphen U, like tissue, but Kiss You. And it's like a Kleenex container, more or less, that is shaped to fit into the cup holder in your car. Now, I don't know if like me, you're always like at a loss when you see your little one in the back seat, as I occasionally check in using my rearview mirror, even though I know I'm not supposed to. Officer, I know that that's a distraction. I like to look at his little face. And sometimes he's all snotty. Sometimes we require a little cleanup job. And my son Elliot's at the age where he can wipe his own face now. You know what I mean? Like if for some bizarre reason he's got like a beard of chocolate, like if I could turn the Kleenex over to him, he could do it himself. Well, having these at the ready is really super convenient. And what's great about these things is they're refillable. You can get refills for them. So you don't have to throw, you know, it's not like when you get to the bottom of a box of tissues. Generally speaking, if you live in my house and I'm quite wasteful, I throw the box away and start with a new box of tissues. No, you can keep the container. You just fill it up and just get a refill from Kiss You about it. And fix it. Oh, you know what? It's right here. I took it out of my car. It's right here on the container. I'm going to tell it to you right now. They're at Kiss You Tissue. .com. That's K-I-S-S-U, the letter U, tissue, like you think it's spelled, .com. And, you know, they come in a variety of different designs. Some of them are a little more obnoxious than others. I'm sure you can find one to your tastes. I have a nice brown plaidish looking one in my car. But they are really quite convenient, especially if you have little ones who often make a mess in your car. Check it out. If you've been using it, I'd be interested to hear what you think about it. If you decide to check them out, feel free to send me your product reviews, and I will mention them here on the Dob, as I am wont to do from time to time. But yeah, I wanted to tell you about that, because it might be quite handy for you. It has proven at times to be quite handy for me. Real quick here, I'm going to read a couple little victories that came trickling on in. I think these were over on our Google Plus page. I think that's where I pulled these from this week. If you want to come out and see me, you know, I do things other than podcast from my basement. Among the other podcasts, by the way, that I make here in my basement are the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. You can catch me over there. I believe it publishes every Tuesday, more or less, now that we're trying to get back on track. We'll see. No promises. I'm also over on The Trending Show with Natalie Morris. You know her from, you know, the other stuff that she does, like Mommy Beta, which is also on the Grizzly Productions Network. Trending Show publishes every Sunday, even if we record it on a Saturday night. It publishes every Sunday. You can go check me out over there, depending on how hoarse I am. I'm on The Trending Show. Come and visit me. And then come see me live. As you may know, I'm a professional wrestler, and I'm out there touring the highways and byways of the land under the brand name Chikara. That is the company that I call home. Chikara, as a matter of fact, this very weekend is in Reading, Pennsylvania, and Long Island, New York. I'll see you next month in the Greater Toronto Area and Ottawa in the month of April. I'll be wrestling in Rahway, New Jersey. I'm also coming to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, not far from where I reside. I'll be in Chicago, Illinois, and Lafayette, Indiana. I'm coming to the Big Apple in the month of May. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You can find our entire tour schedule and find out everything we are about, because we are a family-friendly wrestling promotion that is intent on making wrestling fun again for kids and folks of all ages, to be fair, not just kids. Come and check us out and our entire cast of wacky and zany characters, including yours truly, when we're coming to a town near you. We would appreciate your support. All the info you need is at chikarapro.com. And last but not least, before I get out the door here, little victories. Now, the first one that I found over there was sent in to us by Robert Scoble. Thank you, Robert, for sending this in. He says, another day where my kids are alive is a victory. And I won't disagree with you, Robert. We're on the same page. Also, Jason Batista, twice removed from Dave Batista, former WWE champion, I think. 3 weeks into fatherhood, God bless you, Jason, God bless you. I gave my little girl a bath by myself last week. Small victory for my self-confidence with this whole parenthood thing. Way to go, Jason. Well done, my friend. And thanks for sending them in. You can send them. You can put them up on our Google Plus page. You can send them to me via Twitter, at The Daddy On Board, or post them up on our Facebook fan page, and I'll call a few of them and read them off to you next week at the end of what I'm most likely going to call Daddy On Board 78. Until then, good luck out there, kids. Bye-bye now.